Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir Daf Tes, and we will begin on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the new perek. Says the Mishnah, Hareni Nazir Mina Gregoris Umnadvela. If somebody says, I'm going to be a Nazir from dried figs or from pressed figs, which is obviously a difficult statement to understand, because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, and as we have learned, figs are not an item which are prohibited to a Nazir. And therefore, his statement is inherently difficult to understand. Beishama says he is a Nazir. And the Gemara will explain why Beishama give validity to his statement. Beisil Aymrim ain't a Nazir. Beisil disagrees. Beisil says that he is not a Nazir. Amar Yehuda says Rabbi Yehuda, Avkish Amar Beishamai, Rabbi Yehuda has a different opinion on how to understand Beishamai's stringency. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Beishamai will also agree that this person is not a Nazir. Gregorus and Tveila have nothing to do with Naziris. And rather, says Rabbi Yehuda, what Beishamai means to say is, Lom Amru Al Ba'alima Harelein Kekarben. The only time Beishamai will hold that he's Osir is because he meant to make these items Osir to him as a carbon. He meant to say that he's not allowed to eat Gregorus Dvela. As the Rishonim say, what he meant to say was, by saying Hareni Nazir, wasn't meaning to accept, according to Yehuda, that he's accepting upon himself a Naziris. Rather, what he meant to say was, Hareni Nazir, I will be separated mina Gregoris umina Dvela, that I will not eat Gregoris Dvela, but not to in any way indicate that he's accepting, according to Yehuda, even in Beishami's understanding, a Naziris. This is the understanding of the Mishnah according to the Rosh. There are Rishonim that explain that in the Reisha, where we have the Tanakhama holding, according to Beishamai, he is a Nazir. What will be Beishamai's opinion regarding his ability to eat Gregoris Dvela? The way we learned the Mishnah, the Tanakhama holds he's a Nazir, but he's allowed to eat Gregoris Dvela. Other Rishonim explained that Beishamai will hold, according to the Tanakhama, that not only is he a Nazir, but he's also prohibited from eating Gregoris Dvela. Similarly, in understanding the opinion of Beis Hillel, according to the Tanakhama, the way we explain the Mishnah, the Tanakhama holds that, according to Beis Hillel, his statement is meaningless, and actually Rabbi Yehuda holds the same. However, there are opinions, and may even be the opinion of the Rambam, who holds that according to Beis Hillel, according to the Tanakhama, although he's not a Nazir, he's Usher, it's only Rabbi Yehuda who holds, according to Beis Hillel, that the statement is meaningless, and not only is he not a Nazir, but he's also permitted to eat Gregoris Dvela. The question that Tosfos asks is why, according to Rabbi Yehuda's explanation, according to Beis Shammai, that he's Osir and Gregoris Dvela, why is he also Gregoris Dvela? Isn't this a situation of Dvarim Shebelev in a Dvarim? He said, Hareini Nazir. So he meant to be a Nazir. How could we reinterpret that what he meant to say was, Mina Gregoris Dvela? So Tosfos answers, he said a statement. He made a statement, Hareini Nazir, Mina Gregoris Dvela. Since we have to take the statement and deal with the statement, albeit that the statement is a difficult statement to understand, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that Beis Shammai says this is the simplest way of understanding the statement, and that's why it's not considered Dvarim Shebelev. The Mefarshim also ask, the statement of Hareini Nazir is an Isser Gavra, a person saying something regarding himself. Mina Gregoris Dvela reflects an Isser Cheftza, and as we've learned in Masechta Nedarim, if somebody said an Isser Cheftza B'Lashon Shvuah, if somebody says I'm not allowed to eat certain items. He's saying that certain items, Grigrus and Vela, are prohibited to him. He says it b'loshen shvua. He says it in the language of an isagavra. It's not effective. So that should be another reason, ask the Mefarshim, why this statement should be ineffective. And in fact, some Mefarshim say, as we have previously said, that this is a proof that the Zeris is also an Issachevtz, the Tzofnes Peneach, the Ragged Shabbos says this fart, and that's why when somebody says Hareni Nazir, says the Tzofnes Peneach, he doesn't mean an Essa Gavra, he means Issachevtz, and therefore this entire statement, according to the Tzofnes Peneach, of Hareni Nazir, Menagroigus Medvela, reflects a statement of Issachevtz. However, others explain that as we are reinterpreting his entire statement, because as we've been learning, there's inherent difficulties with the statement, and just like we're reinterpreting that when he says Hareni Nazir Mena Gregus and Vela, doesn't mean that he means to be a Nazir, it means that he wants to prohibit Gregus and Vela upon himself, so too we say that when he says Hareni Nazir, he means a Nisir Cheftza. Tysus quotes a Yerushalmi that has an explanation of the Machloikas of Eisham and Beis Hillel of our Mishnah according to the Tanakhama, which we don't find that our Gemara follows this explanation, and it connects to the previous parak. In the previous parak we learned the halacha is, that's how the Masechta began, kol kinui nazirus kenazirus, that if one doesn't use a clear expression of nazirus, he only uses a kinui nazirus, it is also an effective means of becoming a nazir. Says the Yerushalmi, according to the Tanakhama, that the Machloikas of Beisham and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, will this individual be a nazir or not, is what is the status of kinui kinuyim. The Yerushalmi says that the statement of our Mishnah falls into the category of kinui kinuyim, and the Machloikas of Beisham and Beis Hillel is, are kinuyim kinuyim an effective means of accepting the Zeris, Beisham holding that they are, Beis Hillel holding that they aren't. Begins the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Hareni Nazir, Menagroigris, Umnadvela, Beshamayim Nazir. Somebody says, Hareni Nazir, Menagroigris, Umnadvela. It's an effective means of accepting upon oneself under Zeris. Ask the Gemara of Amai, Mikola Shiyasa, Migefen Hayayna, Merachmana. The Zeris prohibits a person from eating and drinking grape products, not fig products. So why, by making this statement, does he become a Nazir? And as the Mefarshim ask, does our Gemara have to quote a Pasuk to teach us that Grigris and Vela are not included in what a Nazir may not partake of? We know what the halachas of a Nazir are. Answer the Mefarshim. As we will learn in Mitzvah Shem later in our Perek, Grigris and Vela figs have the ability to intoxicate a person. And therefore we would think that since they have that ability, they should be also considered in the category of foods that a Nazir may not partake of. Therefore, says the Gemara, the Pasuk is very clear in saying only Mikol Ashiyasa Migefa Hayayin is prohibited to a Nazir, not Grigris and Vela. So how could somebody accept upon himself in the Zeris in this way? Answers the Gemara, Beshamai serve like Rameya, Beshamai agrees with the opinion of Rameya, Domer Ein Odom Moitzit Varel Vatala. People do not say things for naught. And to explain the opinion of Rameya, the Torah, so Gemara Masech the Erech, the Torah gives every individual an Erech, a certain value based on the person's age and gender. It says the Mishnah Masech the Erech, were a person to say that the Erech of a child below a month year old, I'm obligated to pay. For the halach is, just like one can obligate himself to pay his own Erech, he could obligate himself to pay the Erech of someone else. And here this individual obligated himself to pay the Erech of a child less than a month old. The Torah doesn't give an Erech for a child less than a month old. Says Rameya, since we have a rule, Ein Adam Moitz Dvar Vatala, we don't allow a person's words to go for naught, we assume that what the person meant was to say Dmei, the value of this child. Or similarly, if someone said that he's donating the Erech of a vessel, and the halacha is, as we just said, Erech only applies to people. Again, says Rameya, since Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala, we say what he meant was to give the value of that vessel. Similarly, says our Gemara, that Reish Shammai says, the person made a statement which at face value is meaningless, but because there's a rule of Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala, we say that he meant to become a Nazir. There is a machloikis rishonim. When Rameya Masecht Erchin says Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala, how do we understand it? Doesn't mean that we ask the person, what did you mean when you said you're going to give the erech of a vessel? You're going to give the erech of a child less than a month old. There is no erech to such items. And the person says, I meant to do what Chazal want me to do. Only then will Rameya say Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala. But what would be if the person says, I was ignorant, and I meant what I said, and I didn't recognize that it's a meaningless statement? Some Rishonim say that in those circumstances, Rameya will agree that he's not obligated to give anything. And others say that included in Rameya's position of Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala is that under all circumstances, even when the person says, I meant something which doesn't have any meaning, he will have to pay the value of those vessels. Beis Hillel Savri, on the other hand, Krav Yosi, a Gemara Masechta Tmura, Dam B'Gemar Dvar of Adam Nitvas. Rav Yosi's opinion refers to the following situation. The Torah tells us, Lo Yomirenu, if one designated as an animal to be Hegdish, he should not substitute that animal. However, says the Torah, Vim Hama Yomir Yosai, if he does substitute the animal, for Hayahu Usmarasa Yer Kaidish, both the original animal and the new animal are Kaidish. And the Gemara Masechta Tmura discusses a case where the person, when he created the substitution, said that the second animal should be Tmuris Oila Tmuris Shlamim, should have a status of an Oila and a Shlamim. You can't have both. It's either an Oila or it's a Shlamim. So Rameya says, we follow the first statement he made, that's considered primary, and whatever carbon he set first, that's what it is. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, holds Af Begvar Dvar of Adam Nitfas. We look at the entire statement, and therefore, since he said Tmuris Oila, Tmuris Shlamim, he said both. We take both parts of a statement into consideration, and this new animal that was designated, we wait till it gets a Balmum, until it gets blemished. We sell it. Half the proceeds go for an Oila, and half the proceeds go for a Shlamim. And similarly, says the Gemara, Beis Hillel holds in our Mishnah that we have to take the entire statement into consideration. And therefore, when the person says Hareni Nazir, but then he concluded with the words Menagrogus Medvela, we take those words also into consideration, which create that this statement is a meaningless statement, and therefore say Beis Hillel that he's not a Nazir. So one question that the Rishonim ask is, why did the Gemara have to find an explanation in Beis Hillel to say that he holds like Reb Yossi? Couldn't the Gemara have said very simply, the basis of Beis Shammai's opinion is because they follow the opinion of Rameya that ain't Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala, and Beis Hillel will hold Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala? So the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara could have taken that approach. But if we would follow that approach, it would come out that the opinion that holds Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala is following the opinion of Beis Shammai. And we follow the opinion always of Beis Hillel. And we also hold that Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala. In order to be able to say that even Beis Hillel holds Ein Adam Moitzi Dvar Levatala, that's why the Gemara found a different explanation in Beis Hillel's opinion. But then the Rishonim ask a different question. When we just explained Reb Yossi's opinion, the af gemar odom, gemar dvorov, odom nitfas. We explain it to mean that Rav Yosef says we take the person's entire statement into consideration. As we've explained many times, Rav Yosef's opinion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to say two things at the exact same time. Zoch v'shomer v'diva echad nemru. We humans can only say one word at a time. So that's why Rav Yosef says, just because a person said the first thing first, and the second thing second, we can't discount the second statement. He meant both statements, but he only could say one statement at a time. But how are we applying, asked the Rishonim, Rav Yosef's opinion to Beis Hillel? We're saying that we're only considering the second part of what he said. The second part of what he said, Haredi Nozim and Agroigus Medvela, we're only paying attention to the Agroigus Medvela. But that's not what Rav Yosef says. Rav Yosef says we should pay attention to the entire sentence. So how can we say the Beis Hillel is following the opinion of Rav Yosef? So I saw two terutzim in the Rishonim. One terutz I saw is that when does Rav Yosef hold that we take the entire sentence, both statements, into consideration? Well, we could somehow follow both statements. For example, in the case of Masechta Tmura, which we explained, that when somebody said Tmura's Oilat Tmura Shlomim, there is a way of following both statements. Selling the animal, and half the proceeds going for an Oilat, and half the proceeds going for Shlomim. But in our case, where the two statements are contradictory, Haredi Nozer Menagroigus Medvela, says the Shita Mekometzes, that Rabbi Yossi's opinion, which Al Gemara is saying is also the opinion of Beis Hillel, would be that we only follow the second statement. However, Taisa says a different explanation. He says, Hareni Nazir Menagroigus Medvela, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that we're only paying attention to the second part of a statement of Menagroigus Medvela. What we're actually doing is we're listening to the entire statement. But when a person says Hareni Nazir Menagroigus Medvela, what he's doing, as the next words of the Gemara teach us, is what he's doing is Hainedar Opescha Imehu. He made a statement and right away showed that he's retracting from the statement. And many Mefarshim explained the Gemara that that's exactly what happened here. The person made a statement, Hareni Nazir, immediately wanted to retract. And how did he accomplish his retraction? By saying, Menagroigus Umenadvela. And therefore, says Beis Hillel, that's how he accomplished of not being a Nazir. And that's why it's not considered that it's a contradiction. He created a situation of retraction, and therefore he's not a Nazir. Ask the Gemara of Eshamay Nami, this explanation that Beis Hillel gave us is a very understandable explanation. Isn't this a situation clearly of Neder Upischai Imoy? So how could Beis Shammai hold that he becomes a Nazir based on this statement? Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai Savala Kremeya. Rabbi Shammai certainly holds like Rameya, Dama Ein Adam Moitzit Varalavatala. And as the Mefarshim explained, we have to have Beis Shammai hold always that opinion of Ein Adam Moitzit Varalavatala. For if not, the statement of Hareni Nazir will be a meaningless statement, and he will never become a Nazir in the first place. So certainly, we begin with the opinion that we learned from Rameyer Masechta Erechin, that Ein Adam Moitzit Varalavatala. And we said Hareni Nazir, it's a full-fledged statement. V'kivendam Hareni Nazir, Havlei Nazir. However, Kikama Menagroigus Medvela, when then he continued in saying Menagroigus Medvela, what was his intention? Litshuli Hudakasi. He was trying to retract from that declaration. However, Beis Shammai L'Tamayu, this Mishnah represents the opinion of Beis Shammai, Dama Ein Shela B'Hegdash. Beis Shammai says that one cannot retract. If he was magdish something, he could no longer retract it under any circumstances. And just like Ein Sheila Behegdish, Ein Sheila B'Naziris, Naziris, as we're going to learn in a moment, has the same din, according to Beis Shammai, as Hegdish, and therefore one cannot retract from that declaration. And once the person said Hareni Nozir, even though he immediately said Menag Groigris Umenad Vela, he has already accepted upon himself a Naziris that he must follow. Why is the Halacha Ein Sheila B'Hegdish? So we're going to follow the explanation of the Ktzois HaChoshen. The Ktzois says that the Halacha is that Nidre taught that Hegdish B'Tos, even if somebody makes a Hegdish by mistake, it's still considered Hegdish. And therefore, explains the Ktzois, as we just learned in Masechta Nedarim, what happens when one has a neder annulled? He comes to the Chacham, and the Chacham attempts to find a Pesach to his neder. That did you know were these the circumstances? Had you known of these circumstances, would you have made the neder? And the person says, of course not, which makes the neder into a neder toss. And therefore, by Hegdish, where there's no concept of toss, there is also no concept of annulment, because Hegdish is not subject to toss, and therefore, says the Ktzois and explanation of Beis Shammai, Hegdish is also not subject to annulment. Why is Naziris considered like Hegdish? Because the Pasuk says, Kodesh Yia Gadol Pera, so the Torah calls a Nazir a Kodesh. However, the Mefarshim ask, the Torah, when it's saying that the Nazir is Kodesh, doesn't call the Nazir Kodesh. The Torah says, Kodesh Yia Gadol Pera, his hair is Kodesh. Another question that the Mefarshim ask is that the Torah that calls many subjects Kodesh. For example, Truma is called Kodesh. Yet we find in a number of places in Shas, including Masechet Nedarim, that one can have, if he designated certain produce as Truma, he can have that designation annulled. But if we're saying now that according to Beis Shammai, anything that's Kodesh cannot be annulled, so how could the designation of Truma ever be annulled? So one teretz I saw is that a Nazir, since as we've been learning, when a Nazir completes his Naziris, he has to bring Karbonus. So we see that there is a connection to Hegdish and Naziris. Another teretz goes back to a Marit that we quoted at the beginning of the Masechta. The Marit explained that what is Naziris all about? So the Marit explained that what Naziris means is that the person accepts upon himself a certain level of Kedusha, and a person who has that level of Kedusha has certain rules. He's not allowed to be Tamei, he's not allowed to eat grape products, he's not allowed to take a haircut. So says the Marit, that's what Naziris is all about. Naziris is all about being Kodesh, being like a Kohen, the Marit's comparison was. And therefore, saying that Naziris is like Hegdish is very understandable. And Beis Shammai holds that any Hegdish, even if it was made B'tos by mistake, remains permanent. I saw from the Sefer Shor Metzion B'Halacha, he says that this concept would apply in another area of Halacha. He says the Halacha is that Bezdin are those that are Mekadosh to Chodesh. Bezdin are those that declare when Rosh Chodesh is to be. And the Gemara says, Atem Afil Shoygim, Atem Afil Mezedim, Atem Afil Matam. That if Bezdin even erroneously declared a day to be Rosh Chodesh, the declaration is valid. Says the Shor Metzion B'Halacha, what would be the din if Beis Din recognized that they made an error? They declared the day Rosh Chodesh, and then they recognized they made an error. Can they retract or not? Says the Shor Metzion B'Halacha, that since this case is the same as Hegdish, with Tos is not a factor, Beis Din, even if they made a mistake and recognize they made a mistake, cannot retract from the declaration that the day is Rish Chodesh. Beis Hillel obviously disagree, and Beis Hillel holds yesh sheila behekdash. One can retract on his hekdash. But it's interesting to note that Tosfos says that even Beis Hillel holds that one can retract from his declaration of hekdash, that's only if he retracts toch kedei dibur, only if he retracts immediately after he made the declaration. But after kedei dibur, he can no longer retract. Which opens ourselves up to interesting shaila in halacha. What would be the halacha if somebody declared, somebody pledged a certain amount to tzedakah, and then he wants to retract, and it's after toch kedei dibur, that we just said according to Beis Hillel, even according to Beis Hillel, by hekdash after kedei dibur, one cannot retract. Could he retract from a pledge of tzedakah after kedei dibur? This question is actually a machlokes ha'achronim. The question being, is a pledge of tzedakah considered like hekdash? The Levush, the Machna Ephraim, and the Silas Tshuva Sheva Koyin all hold that tzedakah is like a declaration of hekdash, which cannot be retracted from after kedei dibur. But the Sma and the Shach and the Tzois and the Aruch HaShulchan say that we should not view a pledge of tzedakah like hekdash, and one can retract even according to Beis Hillel, according to everyone, if it's not hekdash after at any time with a valid reason. There's an interesting story from the Noam Elimelech based on this concept of the Ein Sheila B'Hekdash. There was once a very important tzedakah need that people were being asked to contribute to. And there was a very, very poor Jew who the only thing he owned was his one cow, which was his parnasa, from which he lived from. But here we have this tzedakah. So he comes to the Noam Elimelech and asks the Noam Elimelech, should he sell his cow in order to be able to have funds to be able to contribute to the tzedakah? So the Noam Elimelech answered, certainly you're not required, you shouldn't sell the cow. So the Jew asked the Noam Elimelech, however, Rebbe, I once saw you do the very same thing, that I saw you only had this one cow, that was your only possession, and there was a tzedakah requirement, and you went and sold the cow. So why are you telling me that I should act differently than you? Said the Noam Elimelech, the way I followed in life was Ein Sheila B'Hekdash. When needs of Hekdash came up, Ein Sheila, I never asked a question. If a question is asked, then the halacha is you're allowed to sell the cow. But when it comes to Hekdash, Ein Sheila, I don't ask Shailas, I right away contribute. Beis Hillel, how are we going to understand Beis Hillel's opinion? So the Rishonim ask right away, what's the difficulty in understanding Beis Hillel's opinion? The entire basis that the Gemara is giving now for Beis Shammai's opinion is because Ein Sheila B'Hekdash. As we explained, Beis Hillel is going to hold Yesh Sheila B'Hekdash. So why is the Gemara seeking to understand Beis Hillel's opinion? So the Mefarshim explain, what the Gemara's question now is not trying to understand why Beis Hillel holds that if somebody says Haredi Nazir, I'm going to Grigris, I'm going to Dvela, he's not a Nazir. He certainly retracted. What the Gemara's question now is, why if somebody said Haredi Nazir, I'm going to Dvela, doesn't he at least agree with the way Rabbi Yehuda explained Beis Shammai's opinion, and it should at least represent that he should be prohibited from eating groigers and dvelas? Of them adds the Gemara, the Tanan, because Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon Paiter. Rabbi Shimon says that he's Paiter. The Gemara is going to explain, quote, where Rabbi Shimon said this on Amud Beis, Shlei Snadev Kederecha Misnadvim. The person did not give, did not donate in the proper way. If a person makes a statement that isn't a proper statement, says Rav Shimon, it's a meaningless statement. Therefore, says the Gemara, that is why this is the way the Rosh explains the Gemara, that is why Beis Hillel holds that if somebody says Haredi Nozim and Agrogus from Dvelim, it remains a totally meaningless statement, and he's even allowed to eat Grogus and Dvelim. And in fact, the Stipler says, now we could understand the opinion of Rav Shimon on Daf Gimel, that Rav Shimon says, if somebody accepts a Naziris by saying he's not going to eat chetzanim or zagim, the skins, the or the pits of the grapes, he's not a nazir. Why? Says the stipul, because Rav Shimon just taught us that somebody was from snadiv, shloi kederach ha-snadvim, his statement remains totally meaningless. That's why being accepting in the sneeris by just saying I'm not going to eat chatzanim and zagim is meaningless and is not a nazir at all. Says the Gemara, masnisin d'loi ka'itana. The braisa that we're going to quote right now gives another version of the machloikis of Eisham and Beisilu. And our Gemara says that it clearly is not the same as our Mishnah's version of their machloikis. The Tanya of Nosan Omer, Beshamai Omer, Nodir V'Nozir. According to Beshamai, then one makes this statement, Hareini Nozim and Agregis Medvela, says the Rosh, what Rav Nosan says Beshamai holds, the person either is going to be a Nozir, or he's going to be Osir to eat Gregis Medvela. If he says that he meant to forbid figs by this statement, it will be a Neder. Otherwise, we'll say he meant to be a Nazir. Beisil Oimrim, Nader. Beisil says that he's not allowed to eat Gregus and Velas, but he ain't a Nazir, he's not a Nazir. Beshamai Sovla Kremei Krab Yehuda. Remeya, Beshamai, according to this version, holds like Remeya and Rabbi Yehuda. Remeya saying that ain't Adam Moitzid Varel Vatala, and therefore we have to give some sort of credence to this declaration, and he also holds like Rabbi Yehuda that this is a valid way of expressing a nether from being prohibited of from eating Gregus at Vela. But Silu Savale Rabbi Yossi that follows his last words, Begvar Dvarov Adam Nitfas, and he's going, but he's also going to hold, explain the Rishonim, by saying Hareini Nozim and Agregis Medvela, that is a valid form, even according to Beis Hillel, of accepting a nether that the person will not eat Gregis Medvela. Lishtach Rinam Raleigh, another version says, Rav Nosson Oimer, Beshamei Oimer, Nodur Ve'in Anozir, that if somebody made the statement, Hareini Nozir, Me'a Gregis Medvela, he's not allowed to eat Gregis Medvela, but he's not a Nozir. Or Beis Hillel Oimrim, Loi Nodur Ve'loi Nozir, he's not a Nozir, nor is he prohibited from eating Gregis Medvela. Beshamei, according to this version of the Braisa, holds like Rabbi Yehuda's explanation of Beshamei in our Mishnah. Beis Hillel holds like Rav Shimon that since Shlo Yisnadiv Kederach HaNisnadvim, he did not make a meaningful statement, it doesn't cause any obligation. So our Gemara has quoted this concept of Shlo Yisnadiv Kederach HaNisnadvim, and Gemara quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Gemara Masechta Menachos that introduces this concept of Shlo Yisnadiv Kederach HaNisnadvim. One of the types of kabbonis that a person could bring is a karban mincha. A mincha could be brought as a minchas nedava. A person could donate a karban mincha. When a person donates a karban mincha, the flour to be used has to be wheat flour. It has to be soilless, the fine flour. It has to have at least an isorin of flour. And it also has to have shemen and levain included. Says the Mishnah Masechta Menachos on Daf Kuf Gimel, Ha'aymel Hareolai Mincha Lahavi Minasayrim. A person obligates to bring himself a mincha from barley. But there are no carbon mincha. The Torah doesn't give an option of bringing a minchas nadav from barley. Says the Mishnah Yavi Menachitim. So should he use wheat flour? If he said he's going to bring kemach, ordinary flour, Yavi Silas, he has to bring fine flour. If he said Shloi b'shemen levayna, he's not going to have shemen levayna in his carbon mincha. Yivi enu b'shemen levayna, he has to bring shemen levayna. If he said he's only going to bring a chatzi yisorin of flour, he has to bring yisorin sholim. If he said he's going to bring an yisorin of machza, there's no option to bring an yisorin of machza, and therefore he has to bring shnayim. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Rav Shimon Paiter, Rav Shimon, however, says he's exempt. Shleisnadev kederach hamisnadvim. Since he formulated this in a meaningless way, it's totally meaningless. Says the Gemara, Mantana, does the Gemara want to identify that holds the Kiyama Harelai Mincha Minasayrim, that if somebody made this statement, maybe Menachitim, we don't consider the statement meaningless, but rather we reinterpret the statement and require him to bring a mincha from wheat flour. Amachiskia says Chiskia, the Machlaikis Shnuya. Actually, this is a shaila that's a subject of a Machlaikis, and this opinion follows the opinion of Beis Shammai. Because Lav Amri Beis Shammai, didn't Beis Shammai say in our Mishnah, Ki Omer Min Agregris Min Advela, that even though somebody made a statement, Haredi Nazir Min Agregris Min Advela, which at face value is a meaningless statement, we said have a Nazir, because we don't want to allow the statement to remain meaningless. Hachinami, so too in the Mishnah, Masech de Menachis, Ki Omer Min Asayrim, when the person says he's going to donate a Kavah Mincha from barley flour, we don't want that the statement should remain a meaningless, useless statement, and therefore, maybe Menachitim, he should bring Kavah Mincha from wheat flour. Rabbi Yochanan, however, says, Afilu Teima Divrei HaKoyel, the opinion of the Tanakama, that says that he should bring, if he said already, maybe Mincha Menasa'irim, he should bring from Menachitim, Divrei HaKoyel, could represent everyone's opinion, even the opinion of Beis Hillel. But Omer, because it's referring to a situation where the person said, Eli Hayisi Yodeya Shein Noidrin Kach, were I aware that this is not acceptable, that one can't bring a Minchas Nedava from Sairim, Madati Kach Elokach, I would have made a meaningful statement, and it would become a meaningful vow, and would become that he's obligated to bring from wheat flour. And as the Rishonim explained, since, and the Gemara will speak about it also in a moment, since there are Kavim Minchas that are brought from barley, the Mincha of a Saita, and other Minchas, the Minchas HaOmer, since they are brought from Sairim, it's a legitimate mistake that a person says that I meant to bring a carbon mincha, and therefore it's accepted, and we say that he meant he should bring finachitim. However, the Mishnah statement of Hareni Nazir Menachitim Menanazir Menagregus Udvela, which is a totally meaningless statement, has no value according to Beis Hillel. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, yes, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the person says I made a legitimate mistake. I thought that you could bring a carbon mincha from the Sairim, because I know you could bring a mincha Sairim. I know you could bring a mincha Saita from Sairim. However, at the end of the day, his statement was that he's bringing a carbon mincha from Sairim, which isn't halachically acceptable. So why are we giving any value to a statement? His statement should be considered anyway meaningless. Says, and Kivega actually remains with a Tzarechim. So I saw from the Sefer Minchas Avram, who attempts to explain the explanation of the Gemara. It's based on a Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam. He says the way to understand the Gemara is that if a person makes one statement, one sentence, you can't divide the sentence into two. It's one sentence. And even though the person made a legitimate mistake, the statement is still a statement. However, says the Michas Avram, here the person actually made two statements, two phrases to his sentence. One part was that the person says, Harei Lai Mincha, that he's obligating himself to bring a Mincha, and then he made a condition that it's going to come in a Sairim. So the Sairim is just a Tanai in the first statement. And since it's only a Tanai in the first statement, it's not necessarily considered that we're totally reinterpreting his statement. We're keeping the first part, and so to speak, ignoring or reinterpreting the second part, and that's why it's acceptable. However, comments Chizkiyah, Lo Yishanu El Shama Min HaSoirim. Only if the person said that he's not going to bring Min HaSoirim, Only if the person said by mistake that he's going to bring this Kavah Mincha from Sairim, do we discount do we reinterpret his statement? Avo omer min adashim. If somebody said, I'm going to bring a korban mincha from beans, there Chizkiyah says, le'mais ve'le'klum. Even he agrees that the statement is meaningless because there are no korban minchas from beans. Ask the Gemara. Michti. Chizkiyah command Michael and Lamas Nisan. How did Chizkiyah interpret the Mishnah Masechta Menachos? He interpreted it like Beshamai, that says, Ein odem moitz dvar levatala, as meaningless as the statement may seem to be, we have to try to make it work. So ask the Gemara similarly here. Adoshim l'gabim mincha. Bringing a korban mincha from beans is kegroigris l'gabim nozer domini. It's like a nozer from groigris. And just like, even though a nozer from groigris is meaningless, Beishamai made it meaningful. Similarly, shouldn't Beishamai make the statement of min adoshim meaningless? The korban Beishamai have a nozer. Says the Gemara, Hodah bei Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah retracted from his understanding of the opinion of the Tanakama in the Mishnah Masechta Menachos in his saying that it follows the opinion of Beis Shammai. Ask the Gemara, V'mai Hodah bei. What forced Chizkiyah to retract from his explanation that the Tanakama of that Mishnah follows the opinion of Beis Shammai? Amar Rav Masnis and Kshisa. Chizkiyah had an inherent difficulty with that Mishnah. Because if the halacha, says Chizkiyah, is that even if somebody said, Harei alai lahavi mincha min ha'adashim, is also he's going to bring, have to bring a korban mincha min achitim, so my iri the tanim min asoirim. Why did the Mishnah choose to speak about a case where a person said, I'm bringing a korban mincha from barley? Listing min ha'adashim, wouldn't it make more sense that he's saying that he's bringing a korban mincha from adashim? It would be a bigger chiddush that even though he used the language of menadashim, which is a type of flour which is never used for a korban mincha, and yet if he follows the opinion of Beis Shammai, he'll have to bring a korban mincha menachitim. The fact that the Mishnah only spoke about soirim and didn't speak about adashim is a raya that my explanation, says Chizkiyah, is incorrect. For if my explanation of the Tanakhama were correct, the Mishnah should have spoken even about a case where an individual said menadashim. The fact that the Mishnah only spoke about menasairim, not menadashim, is proof that my explanation is incorrect. Elasava Chizkiyah, rather Chizkiyah explains the Tanakhama. Ki kamer Beis Shammai hosom, where, what is pshat in our Mishnah Beis Shammai? Kerb Yehuda. Beis Shammai also agrees he's not a nazir, because it's a meaningless statement. He only says, like Rabbi Yehuda, it is a meaningful statement as far as a nether is concerned. Rabbi Yochanan, however, disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says that there is no difference if the person said, Harei alai lahavi mincha min asoirim, or if the person says, Harei alai lahavi mincha min adashim. In both cases, according to the Tanakhama, he's going to have to bring a korban mincha min achitim. Rabbi Yochanan, afil min adashim, even if the person said min adashim, he's going to have to bring, according to Tanakhama, a mincha from chitim. Ask the Gemara, how does Rabbi Yochanan say that? Rabbi Yochanan the Omer, Rabbi Yochanan explained the opinion of Tanakhama that it's based on the fact that Omer Eloi Yitzi Adaya should know drinkach. If I would have recognized that one can't bring a korban minchas nedova from Sairim, lo nedatikach, I would have never said it. I would have said chitim. But by adashim, he can't say it because there's never a korban mincha from adashim. Says the Gemara, the dvar of the Chizkiyah d'amar. Rav Yochanan was speaking to Chizkiyah. At my tamakah ha'adurbach, why did you retract from your explanation of the opinion of Tanakhama? Because you said, if your explanation of Tanakhama were correct, that the Mishnah should have used the example where somebody says, Harei alai lahavi mincha min adashim. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yochanan to Chizkiyah, just the opposite. Dema loy mi bayi kama. Loy mi bayi ki yama adashim. Certainly when somebody said, I'm bringing a korban mincha from beans, the ma'isa mincha ma'isa, where the halacha will be that he certainly has to bring a korban mincha from wheat. Dikla meima, for certainly we could understand, mehedu hu da hadabe, he is trying to retract from his obligation of bringing min adashim, but twice lasharisha, we follow the first part of his statement, the first part of his statement being harei alai mincha, el ki omer min asoirim, because min adashim has really no meaning. However, when the person said minas oirim, vade hachikam, what he meant to say is, I kachik kemichas oimer, I want to bring a mincha like the michas oimer is brought, which is brought from soirim. A kemichas soito, I want to bring a mincha like the michas soito, which is brought to soirim tigdash. And under those circumstances, I want to bring a karm mincha. Eloi, but if I can't bring a karm mincha like those, if I can't bring a karm mincha from soirim, loi, I should not be obligated to bring a karm mincha at all. Kamash mulan, that even in that case, under all circumstances, he brings the karma mincha from achitim, because we say that the person made a legitimate mistake. So what Rabbi Chizki was saying, that Adashim is a bigger chiddush than Tzairim, contends Rabbi Yochanan is not true. Tzairim, which is a bigger mistake than Adashim, and that's why the Tanakhama chose the case of Tzairim rather than Adashim.